them see. See, if the church was strong in doing its job, a lot of people would, a lot more people will have seen. And right now they're trapped in the world thinking they're right. And they're taught to hate us. So the problems are worse. If 30 years ago people would have showered people with the love of God and the wisdom of God and the holiness, living the holiness of God, a lot more people would be saved and out of the path of the dark days that are about to happen. So now the Lord has to do a quick work. And I'm believing God that everybody that hear the sound of my voice, yokes will be broken. It doesn't matter what, see, God can give, he can pour the anointing oil on your life to make the difference. That's not the problem. But will you carry that anointing? Will you obey him? Will you trust him beyond your own understanding? That's the key. Will you live the life of God no matter what? The anointing is not the problem. But the relationship is required. Or the Lord has to make a judgment call against people that can be savaged. If you do your job, people will live. If you don't, they will die. There's no other way to say it. Because they will never choose Jesus unless they have a better representation of him. A true representation, a loving representation, a holy representation, and a very wise representation. You have to be that person, and the whole, and you're not going to do it in your measly strength. You're going to do it in the Lord's strength. You're going to fill your heart with his word, and you're going to yield to the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is just like in the army. A private may be stronger, younger, and faster than his drill sergeant. But he's submitted to his drill sergeant. His drill sergeant is wiser. He knows how to get that young man battle ready so that he can go into battle and come out alive and victorious. Now, he may be stronger and faster and younger, but he has no skill on the battlefield. He'll go get himself killed and get other people killed. But the sergeant knows how to do what? He knows not to smoke a cigarette at night. He knows not to go near the fruit tree and pick mangoes. He knows to stay put until it's all clear. He knows the wisdom of the battlefield, just like the Holy Spirit knows the wisdom of this life and how to win souls. But can you follow him? And will you follow him? Now, I said earlier, when people rely on their own strength, they do their own will. They do whatever it is they trust. That's what they'll do. And they're trying to help. They're trying. They're trying to do right. But you can't do it. You have to. The Lord gave us this pattern years ago. Judges chapter 1, they were still taking the land. Joshua had died. And they said, well, which tribe shall go up first? The Lord said, Judah shall go up first. Judah went up first. They had victory. Everything worked out. And I noted yesterday in the Sunday school, Caleb was still alive. They still had an overseer that they would trust. Judah went up first. Now, in the battle of Dan, when the Danites raped the man's concubine and he had to send a message, he cut her up and sent a message of what they had done, and they went to take those men out of Israel to kill them, because you don't want that kind of sin to grow. They were doing the sin and debauchery of Sodom. So in that battle, the Lord again told them, They had enough sense to say, well, Lord, which tribe should go up first? The Lord said Judah should go up first. Then Israel went up first, and they lost twice. Then they lost a lot of men in the third battle. But they won eventually. The problem is the wisdom and the moral and the understanding of this story is this. If you don't do it in God's strength, you're not going to win against your meager, your sorry enemy. Dan was only 25,000 men against 400,000 men. And they won. It's hard to fight somebody on their own land, especially if you try to do it in your own strength. But if Judah had went up, Judah was the tribe of praise. They, when you involve God, it's not just you anymore. And that's the revelation that people have to get. In order to receive the revelation, you have to have a word base. Now, I asked the Lord a long time ago how to live in his presence. Eventually, that was in the early 80s, around 83, when I was still in school, 82 or 3. Well, then when I was, it had to be after 83. I got saved in 83. I think I was still in school in those days. And, but in 1990, he taught me to study his word 15 chapters a day. And after around 3 months, October to January, I was in the Lord's presence, and I was able to ask my questions that I wanted to when I was in his presence. But I would always collapse. The word gives you stamina to receive what the Holy Spirit has to say. So when you follow God and you're doing things in his strength and power, it's not just you anymore. He's with you. He's with you, and you know it. He's with you to help you. See, we're not strong in ourselves. We're not powerful in ourselves. We're always strong in him because we're fighting a wickedness that even we don't altogether understand. And it takes the anointing to break the yoke, but God can't pour the anointing on people that are not foundational. And then when he does, we have to yield to it to operate. We need the foundation of his love and his word. The word of God is the knowledge of love, and we need his love to be foundational so that the anointing can appropriately work. Remember Samson, as long as he was in covenant, his anointing was operable. But when he broke covenant, he couldn't tell that the anointing was inoperable. He shook himself and nothing happened. And see, to those who steadily compromise, the things of Satan works like leaven. If you start compromising, it's easy to compromise. And when you're used to the anointing opera, you can't feel it when it's not operable. And you think it's still there, and you've broken covenant. See, if you're anointed and you're living a life that's continually a broken covenant or a life of compromise, it confuses the world. It confuses God's people. So it's very important to live godly in all things. The dynamics of the anointing, the Lord spent the last decade teaching me these things. And people who carry it, they got to love God. And they got to follow him. As we love God and we receive his word, we do what he said do, we're living a life of obedience. That's when our authority works. Authority always works with obedience. When you're obeying the Holy Spirit, you're obeying a wisdom that is appropriate for the day. And the Lord knows what to do. He's going to use us as vessels. With vessels, you pour something in, and then you take that same vessel and you distribute it, just like the menorah. It receives oil from the two olive trees, and then the oil runs out of the menorah into the lamps, and then the lamps are lit, and it functions. the five wise virgins that had oil in their lamp, they could give light to the world. The love that we receive from God, the knowledge of His word, the wisdom of His word, and the holiness that we walk in, that we're equipped to walk in through the blood of Jesus Christ. Then we relay that to the world. Then the Lord would anoint us to do something that only He can do. And while you're anointed, you have God's ability. So when God can increase His ability on you to get the job done, and people will live. They need your what our job is to yield to the Holy Spirit and not compromise. And the options that we already have, the Lord will alert us to it, and He'll give us wisdom to do what we need to do. And people will live. Because they'll see, for once, there'll be enough light to represent God and expose the darkness of this world. And they will choose, because they're not stupid, they'll choose the light. But if the light goes out, or if the salt loses its savor, the salt has no flavor. It's just Roundup. It's just, you throw that on the ground to kill weeds. And that's not what God needs. God needs thriving people that loves Him, that love His word, that will not compromise, that live an anointable life. Then he can raise the dead and heal the sick and open the blind eyes and the deaf ears and cause people to see Jesus in this dark world that hates Him. A lot of people that hate Jesus, they do it because they're deceived by Satan and they're full of pride. Proud people can't learn God's word. They are enemies against God. Only those that love God can, will receive Him. And a lot of people, when you move the darkness out of the way, it gives people a chance to see. Once people have opinions, that's what they'll stick to it unto death. But when we represent God the right way, a lot of people then come from families that love God. They have no reference. There are a lot of people that came from good homes, but they wanted to try the world. And see, they're going to find out that the world don't work, and then they're going to go back home. They're going to go back to the foundations that their parents taught them. Well, some people don't have that. All they have is what they've seen. And they learn how to survive. And they trust their survival skills. But one day their survival skills won't work. What's coming down, what the Lord sees coming towards us in the near future, a lot of people don't have the word in their heart. And they're going to be unstable. And they're going to be easy prey for ripoff. They're going to believe the things that they see with their eyes and hear with their ears. And it's going to be a lie. And it's designed to take you straight to hell. The wicked will do wickedly and they won't understand. But everybody that can live, I do these broadcasts in faith that those who hear will just yield to God. That's where we're strong. We're not strong in our thoughts and opinions. We're strong in Him. Even if you learn something that people are amazed at, that means nothing. Whatever's good is good. Whatever's bad is bad. But whatever's good is good. I grant that. But in order to get the job done, we're going to have to yield and depend on the Lord. We may think we've arrived. We may think, I've done this and I've done that. I had this in the past. I had this kind of success over here. And this, a certain year this happened, a miracle happened. Well, fine. But this is today. Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind. Now, in the sense that, when it comes to the new glory, the Lord have introduced me to great things, and I had to trust Him. And it stretched my faith. I didn't understand what God had me doing or the changes. But He saw something I couldn't see. And I learned to respect what He sees. And I look forward now, for once, of the new things that God, the new assignments God give me to do. The point is, the Holy Spirit can always make the difference. We just have to get used to yielding to Him. Every time there's a new glory. Now, what I mean by that, a new assignment. I have to trust God, no matter what I've mastered in the past and how good it was or amazing to me, and I thank God for everything that He's done. You're going to build on that now. When Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind, going forward to those things which are before, you don't throw it away. It's still there. But because you got to a certain point, now it's time to go forward. You became skilled at a certain point. But now God's going to introduce you, because you're capable, because you can at least begin. And, you know, you've been in God's presence. God can give you something that's new to you, and it won't throw you for a loop. Well, that's what happens when you grow. You get to a point. Now it's time to go forward. It's time to train for the next phase of life. Now, some people love to say the next level. I say the next glory, because Paul said we grow from glory to glory. The Lord is introducing Himself one stage at a time. And you've come to a point, or you mastered what was necessary for the 80s, then for the 90s, then for the 2000s. Well, guess what? Every year it's exponentially worse than it was before. Because Satan is desperate. And he's doing things that, you know, we're appalled at. People are believing things we're appalled at. But the anointing is ready to break the yokes, but we have to be ready to carry the anointing and be faithful in it. So the Lord will train us for the next glory. You have to, that takes training time. That takes time in the Lord's presence. That takes time with Him. And this is going to happen fast. Things are happening faster than they used to. But guess what? Knowledge has increased. God has been talking to people. He's been raising up prophets and pastors and evangelists and apostles. And they've been doing their job, warning about things that's going to come. So people are more used to the things of God. So you have to be on board with God, so that when He, whatever anointing He pour on you, you won't be distracted by it. You'll be yielded to Him. We're powerful when we watch God. The Word introduces us to Him. When we yield to Him, then the anointing can work without problems. And we won't try to take on, we won't look at within. We won't look at ourselves as being the master. We'll look at the Lord working through us like we're supposed to. That's what mature people do. We have to always choose to take the mature role in life. See, a novice gets in pride. That's why people that just get called to the ministry, they can do a great work, but the problem is they'll look at the great work and get in pride. But a father or a mature person, a mother, a mature person, they're looking at the Lord. They don't change their focus. When success happens, or when failure happens, they look to the Lord, and the Lord will show them how to properly and appropriately solve the problem. And all problems are easily solved in Him. You just have to have a love and passion for God. When that's in place, and anybody that's been listening to these broadcasts, you're obviously motivated, and the Lord is going to use you like a tool in His hand. Anybody that draw near to the Lord, especially if they listen to somebody that's unknown like me, you love God. So when you love God, it's not about me, it's about Him. I'm just obeying Him. I do these broadcasts by faith because God told me to. But He told me good things that He's doing. The yoke-breaking anointing as it rests on your life and you yield to God, that's where you're powerful. Judah was not probably the strongest looking. Their nation may not have looked as strong as others because they always went with Israel as a first choice. The Lord told them to let Judah go up first. But Israel went up and got killed. They lost two battles before they won. If Judah would have went up, they would have won the first battle, just like what you're going to do. You're just going to have to trust God with your life. And you trust, if you have a relationship with Him, it's easy to trust Him. If you feel uneasy, worship God till you find the peace and do what God is saying to do. Do it boldly, do it. It's going to be easy. And you're going to see why God said do it the way He did. You're going to love Him. Things are not going to stay the same. You're going to break yokes. People are going to live. God is going to show you what to do. And guess what? Whatever He give you to do, it'll probably be impossible. But it can look so insignificant that you'll say, wait a minute, that's all I have to do? It's going to take courage. It's going to take it's going to take love. And it's going to work. And it's going to be amazing. You're going to love it. Everybody that trusts God, they know these things. And just like to Jesus, Jesus said to the man at the pool of Bethesda, will you be made whole? Will you follow through? Will you do these things? And when you yield to the Lord, Lord, what do I do? And He'll show you what to do. And it works. And then the next thing will work. And if Jesus tarry, that'll work. You know, whatever He give you between now and the time that He tarry, from stage to stage, you'll do better and better. As long as you follow Him and operate only according to His love and wisdom. Never by pride. Never do anything to look good before men. Paul said, never do something for vainglory. And never work against people that are obeying Him. That's dangerous. Do what's appropriate. And the love of God will help you understand what to do. And if you have a healthy study of the Word, when other people do well, you won't be jealous. You'll be thankful to God that somebody's doing what they're supposed to. I rejoice just as much as if somebody else say do something appropriate and they look good doing it. I rejoice with them. I'm not jealous of no man. And then I'm glad I don't have to do that job because I like doing my job. What if I had to do my job and then somebody else was not doing their job, then I had to go do that job too? I got enough to do. I'm happy doing what I'm doing. And I want to see you do what you're supposed to do because God needs you to do it. And the people that are about to die, they need you to do it. And that's enough motivation for me. We will be rewarded, but I don't even consider the rewards right now. I'm more thinking about what can we do now to keep another brother or sister out of hell. Because when they go there forever. And they're not coming back. Just like I don't want my children to go there, I don't want any of God's children to go there. And God has people that'll love Him just like I love Him. And just like Jesus loves Him. He got people out there trapped in this world. A lady said that, she said the Lord told her, Islam is demonic, but the Muslims are victims. And so it is with gang activity. Gang activity is demonic, but the gang members are victims. And so are the people that they harass. All people, everywhere, They need what Jesus has done for them. We need Him. We need it. Jesus did that for us because we needed Him to. And so now we need to yield to Him to deliver the message right. And not let compromise win. If you compromise, you're losing. Every time people compromise, they lose. When Israel was in captivity, they married foreign spouses, and the children could speak the foreign language and couldn't speak Hebrew, because compromise never works. You have to pay attention to the Holy Spirit within you, especially in ministry and also in your personal life, because you don't want any leaven to get in your heart. If your personal life fails and you have a thriving ministry and that happens, well, the leaven of your personal life is going to, if it gets into your ministry, it's going to suffer. But if you have a thriving ministry already, then drive out all the darkness in your personal life too. And as you drive out the darkness, you learn how to drive out darkness in your personal life, so that in ministry you do the same thing. It'll become a skill you have. Everything you give to the Holy Spirit will become your skill, and you will master it, and you will win. Everybody that obey the Lord will eventually win, and they'll learn to win, and they'll do well. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Every challenge will be you'll defeat by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, and God is going to help you go forward. You don't have to bow down to Baal, ever. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord. Stay in victory. Stay in the love of God. Follow the peace till Jesus comes.